Would you like to read a book? No, I don't.
I can't read.
Hello, and welcome to this week's installment of I Can't Read. I'm Paul.
I'm Tony.
Oh, wow. You're already tuckered out, sir?
I was up at 5 a.m.
You're up at 5? Mm. Why do you have to wake up at 5?
Because the hour and a half drive when it's raining.
So what time do you go into work?
I clock in at 8:30.
Oh, I thought you were in at 9. Wait, you clock in at 8:30? I don't understand your... Because you get home at 6:30. What time do you get off?
5:15.
That's weird. How many breaks do you get?
None.
You don't get any breaks.
I get lunch.
You get an hour?
No, it's usually a half hour. It can be an hour if I want.
Okay, so how long are these fucking days for you then? If you clock in at 8:30, and then, because isn't 9 to 5 8 hours?
9 to 5 is 8 hours on the dot, yeah.
Okay. On the dot. Sorry, I'm a little sick if I sound shitty. So, and you clock in at 8:30, and you get out at 5:15. So you're working 9 hours and 45 minutes with a half hour lunch, so you work...
Yeah, well, I sometimes take a little extra.
8 hours and 15 minutes?
I never get out on time.
Why? You're training. Like, what? Like, does the training go long? I don't understand.
Yeah.
For what reason, though?
I'm still on a call, watching them take a call, and then they're like, oh, you had to go. See ya. Like,
so you're doing tech support still?
Yeah.
At the new job?
That's my job.
Yeah. How is tech support treating you?
It's complex.
Really?
Enterprise software is complex.
Does it suck?
It's not as fun as like, hey, I installed TurboTax.
Do you,
hey, is that a help menu? Is that a little paperclip?
Oh, what's up, Clippy? Wasn't that his name?
Yep. I don't have him.
Do you like it more than your old job?
It's just different.
So shitty.
I'm going to hate every job in my entire life.
Yeah, I know. Isn't that a fucked up thing to think about?
Like... That's not...
Like, nothing... Even if you pursued, like, drawing, you'd still be like, it fucking
yeah,
sucks.
Yeah, now I'm getting paid to draw what I don't want. Or, oh, hey, I'm a woodworker. Great, I'm hanging up drywall.
Hey, you love doing that with me.
Mm.
You didn't?
Not if I did that 40 hours a week.
Yeah, honestly...
Not if I fixed fucking bicycles 40 hours a week. Not if I built Gundams 40 hours a week. Not if I jerked off 40 hours a week.
You really? You think you'd hate that?
You'd get sick of being a fucking porn star, dude. I know it.
Why? How do you know that?
Because then sex is just transactional, man.
Yeah, it's true.
No passion.
Yeah. How you been, dude? I haven't seen you in a while. I've been sick.
I've been a little sick. I've been sick with exhaustion, and then my throat started hurting, and now it's better.
Okay. So you just need a
If I sound like this, it's because I'm just a little sleepy.
Night of Red Dead. Yeah, I worked.
My dude looks just like the Joker.
Really? A purple?
Yeah. I got a fucking purple vest and a green shirt.
Did you name him Joaquin?
No, purple shirt, green vest. You can't see it in this, but his shirt is like bright purple.
Is that
like
a picture of the TV?
Yeah.
Okay, right on.
Yeah, it's a shitty picture.
I didn't know if Red Dead had like a app like Destiny does and you can like look at your dude.
It does have a companion for the social shit.
How fucking insane is that? That like every game now has a companion.
Yeah, there's like an app developer team.
Like, that shit isn't cheap either. Like, app development's like $50,000, $70,000.
Yeah. Yeah.
And they're just dumping. Again, I mean, they made so much money with Red Dead.
It's stupid.
Wait, is it live? Like, can you play it online?
No, not yet. Not yet.
So they released the game and they don't have online capacity, but they were like, it's coming.
Well, because they already, like, slammed this motherfucker to a deadline. Like, that's why there were, like, a bunch of people bitching about, the developers worked 100-hour work weeks.
Oh, really?
And I was like, shut your bitch mouth. Like, dude, they got paid very well.
They probably hate their job.
It's probably, someone was like, it's not hourly, it's salary, and they just, like, fucking, like, sacrifice themselves to finish this.
In all honesty, those jobs have to be salary. Because of those deadline things that you're talking about, the overtime would be absurd.
No, I mean...
if you're working a 100-hour work week, what is that, 60 hours of overtime?
Yep.
Like, no one's fucking paying that.
No, I don't care. I mean... It's a finished product, and I like it.
That's good, man.
It's so good.
Yeah. You're enjoying it?
Oh, man, yeah, dude. I just robbed a riverboat, and, like, fucking... I got a new horse, dude. I named him Monad. Mm. He's so badass,
That's
dude.
That's from a comic book that Tony and I were working on for a hot second and then abandoned, like, most ideas.
And I'm going to name my next horse Anu.
Oh, nice. That's also a character from that. And then Helix will be the next one. Yeah.
No, I don't know. It's good. Courtney took video of me talking to my boss, Tim.
Chatting. On the phone?
No, just chatting on, like, live, like, whatever, the fucking, like, party invite.
Oh, you're playing Red Dead and you're playing with him. Is this your boss from a new job?
No, Tim, my boss from my old job.
Okay.
But, like, she
Can you say that you worked at Apple?
Yeah.
Okay, cool, yeah.
She's recording me, though, and I didn't know it, and I'm like, all right, so yeah, what we're going to do is, like, I sometimes go into town and just, like, deck out my horse. Like, I'll get some provisions and, like, you know, give him a cleaning and, like, get some hay for him. And she's, like, just the nerdiest shit ever. And, like, it's just a shot of me from, like, the profile just being like, uh-huh. Yeah, me too. Oh, dude, so cool.
Like,
what kind of boots do you wear?
Like, Bob and I played Destiny 2 a lot together. And it's never come down to, like, and then, well, then again, he's like, oh, dude, I just got this sick new emote.
But it's about, yeah, it's like, oh, dude, did you ever do that one mission? And, like, oh, check out this new, like, my dude's got this and that.
There is sometimes, I'm like, hey, check out my new mask or something like that.
We were talking nerdy. We were, like, talking about ships. But, dude, we were talking about the fucking planets.
Yeah, I guess you're right. It is all the same shit.
Oh, have you guys been to Titan?
Oh, shit, Titan's fucking baby bird shit, bruh.
Yeah, I know, dude. You're on Mercury now, bro.
Oh, no. I'm in Saturn. The Tangled Shores.
Pluto.
That's the Forsaken storyline. It's dope. The Kate Six storyline's fucking...
You literally just fell into really the trap of...
I've been playing a lot of Destiny. Like, a lot of Destiny.
And as soon as you started talking about it, it became, if I recorded it with no context, nerdy dog shit.
No, it's usually really hateful speak of, like, I fucking hate this game. Why did they even make... Oh, my God. So today... I was doing a bounty. I'll keep it vague.
Yeah, first gear.
I was doing a bounty, and it had to do with a Gambit and shit. I don't think you ever played Gambits because you didn't have Forsaken.
Mm-mm.
It's a neat gameplay. Like, you have two teams, and fucking, like, you're on their players. It's a four-person team, and you're a four-person team, and you fight computers.
Yeah.
And then they drop motes, and you have to collect... five to drop, and then you deposit five. You drop a small blocker on their side. It makes their depositor go down.
Yeah.
A small blocker shows up. They have to kill that before they can do it, before they can deposit again. And you have to get to 75 before then. Five is a small blocker, 10's a medium, 15's a large. 15's the most you can take. Now, if you get 25 motes deposited, you can go to the other side and kill the people with the motes. And motherfucker, when it's like, oh, you got a fucking bad dude on your side. Better watch out or get him before he gets you, dude. And then you get killed by some fucking 12-year-old dickhead.
Super fast.
Or you're shooting all the enemies and all your teammates are grabbing all your motes and shit like that. You're just like, cocksuckers, I can't fucking talk to you because me and Bob are in a private chat. Like, dude, it's maddening. So I had this bounty that is like 25 small blockers, 15 medium blockers, 10 large blockers. I had all of them done. I was 7 out of 10 for the large. I was in my last one before I had to go to work today.
Mm-hmm.
I got 3 large blockers. I was like, fucking hell yeah. Bounty complete. Went to it, 8 out of 10. Didn't even count 2 of them.
Oh.
I felt like you. I was like, I'm going to sell this game. I can't. I fucking bought it digitally.
What's the point? What's the point of my life?
Oh, no. I tweeted him. I was like, hey, Bud, you expect us to fucking grind? And I can't even fucking give me the goddamn bounties.
Hashtag, goddamn, need my fucking...
No, I hashtag D-O-E-S-N-T-Y, like doesn't E. I was fucking irate, though. I was like...
Maybe I'm not looking forward to the online, because then I am dealing with...
cocksuckers. But then again, I mean, like, that's the one thing that is kind of a bummer about Destiny. It's like, all right, you got to do your one match of Crucible today. You got to do your one Gambit match. The Gambits are a lot of fun. Crucible's rough because I'm bad at it. The Iron Banner is awesome, though, because it's light-based. So, like, I have a 580 light right now, and everyone else is, like, a 510 or, like, some shit like that. Yeah. Unless they're, like, 600, then you're fucked. But, like, I actually can stay alive, which is nice.
Yeah.
Regular Crucible, I'm like, all right, let's have some... Oh, I'm dead. All right, I'm going to get... Oh, I'm dead again. All right, let's do... Oh, fucking Jesus Christ. I'm at the bottom of the barrel every round. Andrew's like, you really need to pick it up, dude. Like, you're sixth place every time. I'm like, oh, God, why do we play together? Not really sure why I gave you my number.
This is why I couldn't keep up. You guys are heroes.
Yeah, I've been having a blast, though. I've been playing a lot of Destiny since I've been sick. I got, like, fucking, like, 9 hours one day.
Good.
Yeah.
Good.
You've been playing a lot of fucking Red Dead, though. Your day off tomorrow. What are you doing?
I gotta go get some service done on my car, and it's, like, scheduled maintenance.
Yeah.
So it's free. And then, I'm meeting someone at, like, 7, and then I should probably go say hi to my dad, and, yeah, you know, beyond that.
How's he doing?
I mean, good. Yeah, he's chilling.
Good.
You know, yeah.
That's good, man.
And then I'm off Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday next week.
Oh, shit, so. Dude. Fucking Thanksgiving. What are you thankful for? Well, we can do that next week for our Thanksgiving podcast.
Oh, okay.
When we eat turkey together from Boston Market. On air.
Thursday?
No, we'll do it Wednesday. Or Friday.
Oh, yeah.
That's cool, yeah.
It's better. I'll be sleepy when Thursday night.
Well, yeah. All that fucking tryptophan or whatever the fuck it's called.
I'm not even going to eat turkey so I can stay awake. Play Red Dead.
Really?
Yeah.
Are you going to play Red Dead tomorrow?
Yeah.
Is that like your good? We're putting up the tree tomorrow.
That's cute.
Yeah. I need to come grab it tonight, actually. Actually, I might not grab it tonight. I might grab it tomorrow after work if that's cool with you.
That's better.
All right. It's all right to talk about dumb shit on here, man. We only see. This is the only time we get to hang out now.
Yeah, but I told you before we started recording, I was like, oh, I guess we're just podcasters, not friends. And you're like, yep.
No, I'd rather fucking get all the juice out of you to hear, man, on record.
All the juice out of me?
Yeah. Or come right
jobs,
in my mouth.
Job's already done that.
Yeah, I texted Tony Thursday night, and I was like, hey, man, you want to fucking do something? He was like, yeah, my throat's way sore. I was like, okay, goodbye.
Yeah, I was like, dude.
I was fearful that I was like, damn, I think he's going to be like, no work day I can record because this is killing me.
As of right now, it's better that we're recording on weekend days.
Yeah. Well, this is a... Okay, for you, it's a weekend. I'm about to say, usually I work a fucking 14 or 12 today.
Yeah.
Which sucks for me, but I'll do it for you.
Sucks for me, too, because I'm up super early. Then there's like 4 or 5 hours of nothing. Well, then I gotta...
I'm about to say, then let's do it on like a Wednesday.
No.
Why?
Because I'm beat after work, and I go to bed by 10 o'clock.
Yeah, but we could do it at like 7.
Yeah. A half hour after I get in the door. Mm-hmm. Cool.
We did it today, a half hour after I got in the door.
Yeah, but I don't want to.
I did back-breaking work.
I wish my back was broke.
Yeah, well, then you wouldn't have to work.
Then my soul is.
Any other cool things that are happening in your life? Anything else you've been doing?
No.
No?
No, you?
Yeah, not really. I mean, I've watched a lot of things because I've been sick. I had Monday completely off. That was awesome. So I got like a lot of a TV show in, which I'll talk about. Yeah, also to the listeners, we are going to get back on a regimented schedule of the movie of the week and test of Tony. I'm excited to hear what they are at the end of the show today. Have you heard any cool news or any sweet trailers you seen, bud?
Detective Pikachu.
Okay. Glad you brought this up.
Why?
Ryan Reynolds, huh?
I mean, it looks like a giant piece of dog shit.
Now, is this like legit happening?
It seemed pretty legit.
I haven't seen
the old Graf Folks.
Like, was it like a preview?
Yeah, a real trailer. Preview. Yeah, a real trailer.
And it's Ryan Reynolds as Pikachu.
Yeah,
and he's talking to Ash, but to everyone else, it's Pika Pikachu. But Ash can understand him as Ryan Reynolds.
Have you seen it?
No.
It looks stupid too.
Really?
Yeah, I don't like the furry, like kind of like Garfield, like
like realistic,
like a Ted.
Like a realistic
type. Yeah, like
type.
They look like, yeah.
That makes sense.
Like they look like furry animals. Like furry plush animals.
I really want to see Christopher Robin.
Like dolls. Christopher Robin.
Yeah, with Ewan McGregor. Have you not seen the trailer for that?
Like
that's already out on DVD
shit. That's about poo?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't care.
Yeah, it's about poo. It
looks really sad,
yeah,
probably.
You know, it looks like poo. Oh, God, yeah. It looks way sad. Like, oh, you forgot your fucking child, and now you come back to reimagine because you hate life because you pay bills.
You know what I didn't know is that Steven Spielberg didn't direct Shawshank Redemption. For some reason, I thought he did.
Who did?
I don't know. But I looked at his top, like, 20 movies, like, from shittiest to best.
Sure. What was the shittiest?
1946 or something like that, or 1947. It's like war movie with John Belushi.
Right on.
Yeah. But no, it was weird. I was like, wait, that wasn't him? Like, that was very shocking to me.
I'll look
but his number one, people said, were like
Jaws,
Which is insane. Saving Private Ryan.
Saving Private Ryan is fucking amazing.
And
I remember people say they were like interviewing vets, and they're like, it's like you were like, yeah. It's like he was there.
And then Schindler's List.
Yeah.
Was number one.
That's funny. Kevin Smith has that joke. He's like, two black and white movies came out in the same year and one got an Oscar. It wasn't mine.
It wasn't mine.
What you said Shawshank.
Yeah. I just, for some reason in my head, I was like, or maybe it was Ron Howard. I don't know.
Let's see here. Tone. Wow, 9.3 on IMDb. I mean, it deserves it. It's good.
Yeah.
It's a good movie. I really hate, Frank Darabont.
Dang, dude. Good job, Frank. Nobody.
He was the writer on The Green Mile.
Huh.
Writer on The Mist. So a lot of Stephen King stuff.
He loves Stephen King, yeah.
Additional writing on the new Godzilla movie. Not the newest one coming out, but the one with Kick-Ass. Screenplay for The Mist, Angry Mile. The Adventures of Young Indiana Jones screenplay. Yeah, he's been working.
Yeah.
I mean, to direct fucking, wow, screenplay on Mary Shelley's Frankenstein. Did you like that movie? Robert De Niro was the fucking Frankenstein. Have you ever seen that?
No.
It's fucking weird.
Yeah, I've never seen that.
It is weird as hell, dude. I highly recommend you watch it because you're going to be like, what the fuck? This is odd.
Yeah, I've never even heard about that.
Yeah, that's insane. Yeah, yeah, Robert De Niro plays the fucking monster.
Why?
Yeah.
Huh. Better than I, Frankenstein?
That was the one with fucking Thank You for Smoking?
Yeah.
Yeah, sure was.
Cool.
Let's see here. Oh, Stan Lee died.
Oh, yeah, he did.
A lot of people were like, man, I'm so fucking super bummed about this. Like, I can't believe it, like a legend. I was like, dude, like, think
95.
About it. 95 years old, saw all of his characters come to life, made billions of dollars from a fucking company mm-hmm. that he created that literally was declaring bankruptcy.
Yep.
That's why he sold X-Men and Spider-Man. If you didn't know this, this is why Marvel doesn't own those characters cinematically.
Yeah.
It's because he was like, yo, Stan needs to eat.
Somebody buy this bullshit.
Anyone want Snick Snick and Thwip Thwip?
There's the pics of him disappearing.
Oh, really? Wow. See, I don't have like Facebook and shit like that, so
there's a lot of memes of him like fading.
Oh, man. Thanos snapped him out, dude.
I was like, hoo-hoo.
The boy got snapped.
It's a raw nerve.
But not only that, I mean, like, fucking, like, dude has, like, created so much good shit. And yeah, like you said, 95 years old.
Yeah, that's a whole life plus, like, another
half-life.
And was in
almost every fucking movie. There's, I think, a couple that he wasn't. I just saw it because,
dude,
like,
if I make it to 60, I'd be like, just put me down.
Stan Lee's 10 little known non-MCU cameos, and guess what the picture is?
I don't know.
It's a non-MCU movie that
From Mallrats.
Yep, that's exactly it. Him and Brody talking about fucking things, dick.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but it's sad to see him pass and stuff like that. Like, I saw someone tweet, like, oh, I'm going to fucking tear up when Stan Lee doesn't make a cameo in the next movie. That will be kind of a weird bummer.
There's also, if you type in Excelsior on Netflix, mm-hmm. all of the Marvel movies come up.
That's cool. Yeah. Hulu has something that's like in remembrance of Stan and has all of the Marvel stuff put together now. Do you know Excelsior means like paper?
No.
You just thought it sounded cool?
Oh.
Yeah.
You just thought it sounded cool. I thought it was like some sort of fucking like alma mater like frat thing. Like Excelsior boys. Like.
Yeah, yeah. No, I like you hear it and you're like, and he's like, I think it's just how he's Excelsior. Like that's how he says it. So you just take it as like,
yeah, like it's his
exclamatory
motto.
Or something like that. But yeah, I believe it just means paper and like something. And he was just like, yeah, it just sounds sick. It sounds like Excalibur. How do you spell that?
E-X-C-E-L-S-I-O-R.
E-X-C-E-L... What?
Excelsior.
E-X-C...
E-X-C...
Oh, okay.
What are you... You're looking at a screen. I'm over here trying to put it together with my brain.
Go ahead.
I got E-L-S-I-O-R.
E-L-S...
What are you, six?
Yep. No, 31. Hold on. I had to type definition afterwards.
Oh, God damn it.
It says use the name of hotels, newspapers, and other products to indicate superior quality.
Oh, like the
classiest. Oh, so I guess
classiest.
Never mind. Yeah, so like Excelsior, like the classiest. Oh, yeah. Okay, right on. All right. I was way wrong.
Cool.
You know that means paper?
Fancy paper. Fancy, fancy paper.
Yeah. It is in newspapers. I was kind of right.
There's also like 30 artists like... Drew a bunch of pictures. One of them's like all of the superheroes heading down a hill towards like his grave to hand like a flower.
Who do you think would be the pallbearers?
I don't know. God damn you. Who would be the pallbearers?
You can fucking make up. Just imagine, dude.
Wolverine would just like stick his fucking claws in there.
Well, that's uncalled for.
What?
Have a little
to
respect.
Hang on to it. To hang on to it. Magneto
grip.
Would just be like, get out of here.
Yeah, I got it. Oh, it's all wooden. Damn it, I dropped them.
Spider-Man would just Spider-Man would have it on a web.
That would be kind of dope, like all of them using the, like, and then you see like fucking Mr. Fantastic he's in the back but his arm's still touching it.
Yeah. There's another one. It's actually kind of like, I don't know, it's like emo. It's like fucking, it's him walking, like you see their backs. It's him and Peter Parker, and he's like, you did a good job, boy. Or like a good job, son. Like, and he's like, thanks, dad. Like something like that. Oof. Yeah.
You got a little glossy on that.
I'm saying,
I love my dad.
I'm Spider-Man.
Yeah, so Stan Lee, I mean, a fucking titan has passed, but his memory will live on forever.
We still got, who, Seth MacFarlane?
Mm. Spawn?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's still kicking. He's cool. Like fucking like 50.
That's good.
That dude is a weird fucking guy, though.
So is that other guy you showed me, the bald freak.
Oh, god damn it. Oh, I'm going to fucking make my nose bleed trying to think of this dude's name. Not Grant Morrison.
Yep, Grant Morrison. Yeah, yeah. Another I was like, freak.
Yeah, he is odd. But, I mean, he's, like, elegant and shit like that and cool. Like, fucking Todd McFarlane, like, Seth MacFarlane, is that's what you said?
I said Seth, yeah.
Seth MacFarlane's from Family Guy. Todd McFarlane is Spawn. But Todd McFarlane's, like, almost, like, on the spectrum. Like, he took the new Venom.
Yeah.
And he was like, all right, so this is what I would do. You know, give a little edge right here and like take it in right here. I mean, it looks cool. The idea is cool. Anyway, so you do this, you do that, because I think Venom was his character.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. I'm not positive. Fucking tweet us. You won't. It's all right.
No one cares.
Ad I can't read. So Godzilla, King of the Monsters director, announces the film is done.
Thank God.
You excited for this?
Yeah.
I'm very excited.
Yeah.
I hope there's a lot of monsters. I hope there's not a lot of human people.
Love big human monsters. People. Don't need any humans.
At all, right?
So dumb. Big robots don't need humans, really, except the pilot. But even that, don't fucking, like, what is it called? Like, goddamn fucking using the wave to, like, oh, God, what is that called? The drift. Stupid.
Oh, actually, that's completely fine with me. I don't mind that, but, like, make it...
It made him so corny, like...
But make it...
I know your heartache.
That's what I'm saying. Like, take that bullshit out. Ugh. Like, you don't need that.
It should be more like, dude, like, we're touching boners with electricity. Let's fight.
Speaking of Guillermo, I've been checking out The Strain...
Yeah.
That is some dope shit.
I told you it is.
That is some...
Josie told you it is, too.
Yeah, she's like, you have to watch this. Oh, I'll talk about it when we go to
but
weekly.
I didn't.
You did, too.
But I didn't.
Oh, yeah. Don't fucking break your arm, pat yourself on the
your
back.
I'm not your girlfriend.
I don't suck your dick.
Oh, great.
That's not all she does. She's amazing.
Wow.
I said she's amazing.
Yeah, she's also... Yeah. She doesn't ruin the dryer.
I do, yeah. Fuck, that sucked. Godzilla versus King Kong photos confirm two key characters work for Monarch. I don't know why I'm reading this, because I'm not going to read the article. Mm-hmm. There's one other one that I saw. Have you been watching The Magicians on Netflix? I think it is.
I know what it is, but I haven't watched it.
Okay. Season 4 is happening. I thought you might be into that. Oh, this. PlayStation 5 rumored.
Oh, shit. Dude, the Pro just came out.
So, for 2019 reveal and 2020 release.
All right. 2020 is good.
That's a year from now. It's November of 2018, motherfucker.
Oh.
Like, that sucks. I just got this fucking, like, what?
I just got
a
here.
A year ago?
I just got here.
Like, I just got to the party, and they're like, no, there's another one, but you gotta pay $400 to get in.
They're gonna make PS4 games and fucking Xbox One games for the next 4 fucking years.
That are gonna suck comparatively to the new systems,
just
dude.
Just pretty-wise. It's like you're... not being able to use the Pro fucking settings on your fucking games.
Bullshit.
Now.
All right.
Are you heartbroken by your fucking Destiny experience?
I tried to play Destiny 1 on my Xbox 360.
Yeah.
Crashed so many times.
What do you mean crash?
It's so big.
It's because you got a garbage Xbox...
360?
360.
Okay.
It was, what, one of your 5 that worked in one way or another? This one's got a lisp. This one's got a fucking, like, lazy eye. This one's got 2 buttholes. Like, Jesus Christ. You're like, dude, you want this Xbox 360? It's got duct tape on these 4 parts, but this part is solid.
This drive doesn't open, but, I mean, it downloads content so well.
Dude, if you want to listen to some of the music I already put on there,
it doesn't come off.
You can jam.
Or the guy that I bought it off of, his gamer tag is still on there. Can't figure out how to, and his computer. I'm not sure why they're still hooked up. I do have some jank shit.
Your Xbox has a lisp.
2 buttholes. Lazy eye.
Okay, I did want to talk about something serious.
Okay, what's up?
Okay, so Black Friday deals.
Yeah. Black Friday.
It's kind of like unnecessary to do the traditional shopping bullshit.
How do you mean?
I literally went on BestBuy.com today.
Sure.
And it literally is like, come see our Best Buy, you know, fucking logo. I clicked it and it takes you in. It gets you all the fucking subsections. And I'm like, cool, TVs. Click it. Samsung.
Oh, you're getting a new TV.
Shut up. You know these things.
They don't, dude. I'm trying to paint the theater of the mind.
Well, you're also taking the story ahead. You're putting the cart before the horse, dude. Okay, I know a lot about carts and horses. I'm playing Red Dead.
You do. I got to feed them now.
You got to have a horse first.
Oh, now they're hungry. You piece of shit.
So I click it, and I'm literally like, oh, cool. 55-inch TV. Samsung. For fucking $349. Jesus. Or, sorry, $379. That's I was like, God, son of a bitch.
That is way...
And then it was like, buy now, have it delivered by the... You know, will ship by the 17th. And I'm like, what's the point of Black Friday?
17th?
Of this, November? Like, yeah, like...
Like,
and that
tomorrow?
Was, like, I looked... Yeah, I was looking at it today. It said it will... It'll
yeah, mail. Like tomorrow. Saturday is tomorrow.
Bingo. And I'm like... Bingo. And I could even pick it up in store today. And I'm like, what's the point of the Black Friday thing? Like, it's not even... They're doorbusters... But their doorbusters are like,
oh, do you guys
30
have
30 items?
Do you guys have an Instant Pot?
No,
They're selling them. At,
well, we're getting one for Christmas
at Walmart on Black Friday for $49.
Yeah, I think she told her mom about that. Yeah,
I was about to say yeah, because like they're usually $100, so that's yeah, like half price.
Because we're gonna get that.
There's a stand up arcade machine for $250.
I saw that. Yeah,
but it's two games.
It's also for small people.
How dare you?
It's for children.
How dare you?
It's 3 feet tall.
Oh,
it's as big.
$250 fucking dollars for two games, and it's fucking 3 feet tall. You're kidding me.
No, it's like a mini. Ugh. It's like a fucking like yeah, it's like a Razor scooter as opposed to like a fucking like surfboard. Like
I was like, wait, hold on, what's a big scooter? And how does you know this?
Yeah, it's not like a fucking full arcade machine. Like okay, let's get it in the car. It's 5 foot by 6 foot. Wow, shit,
this really fits in my trunk well.
Yeah, no, I think it's like smaller than that fucking chest over there that you have.
Oh, that sucks.
Yeah, that's what it is. It's like there's a little kid playing it and he's standing upright.
Oh, no, not the one that I saw here. Hang on, let me see if I can grab a pick for
you.
Oh,
you're crazy.
Well, this is good to do on the podcast, but
I'm thinking like, what do you think logically the size of that is?
This looks like a legit, hold on, available additional arcade machines available in select stores assembly required. Yeah. 46.5 inches tall.
Mm. Wow.
Yeah, I didn't see that part.
That's about up to your titty.
46.5. Yeah, Ripley is barking. If you hear a dog,
she okay?
That's Ripley. Yeah, she just sees something outside.
Oh,
Norn's upstairs too, hanging out with Josie. So I'm sure she's not liking that.
Oh, okay.
But they were playing the other day together.
That's nice.
There's a barricade in between.
Yeah,
it was kind of like putting him in like a shark infested waters.
Yeah.
In the cage.
Yeah. Just like, hey, don't eat me.
But yeah, no, she was just like jumping around and shit, and he was like, I'm kind of scared, I don't like this, I'm not getting any better. Yeah. He's losing almost all of his teeth, dude. It's so sick. Like,
that's
he has
so
like
funny.
Two left that need to be dropped.
Aww.
Yeah, I found one of his canines the other day.
Little turd.
He was chewing on it and bleeding.
Cool.
It's weird that dogs do that shit.
Yeah, you know? And they'll like be like, I pooped, but you'll never find it. I ate it.
Dude, oddly enough, like I let him go up to his poop. I'm like, let's see if he's a shit eater.
Mm-hmm.
A little shit eater.
Me and Josie think he's a shit eater.
A little shit eating bastard. Josie does, you know.
I do.
Okay, I didn't know that. New developments.
Oh, you traitorous bitches.
Yeah, you fuck up.
Didn't eat his poop is your story?
Yeah.
Yep.
Wow,
see,
spoilers.
Cart before the horse.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, baby.
Anyway, so why was the cart before
and
the
also,
horse? For the
because
TV
I
thing?
Gave away your... Oh, because...
You gave away my TV already?
No, fucking idiot, no. I was saying I gave away the ending of your story. That's why it's cart before a horse. Mm. But a cart before the horse, it was like, you know, my whole thing was I'm finding these TV deals and I plan on getting a TV podcast universe. And you're like, yeah, you get a TV? But I am. But...
That's good.
There's no point in waiting
until... So you're doing the 55?
Black Friday, I think. I don't know. What is the one that you... I'm buying off you.
What? Oh, 55.
That's what's in my living room.
Yes, but think about it. The 55 you're going to get is going to have like fucking 2 inches less of the...
Yeah, the framing. Yeah.
Yeah, so like, remember how the 60 looked down there? It almost like looks smaller.
Yeah.
That 55 is going to look a lot smaller than the TV you're
it
looking
is,
at
yeah.
now.
That's
all I'm saying. Like, you should go for like a 60 or 65.
Those do not seem to have the price drop.
That makes sense.
As the 55 and under, because that's like a whole category.
Dude,
is 50 to 55.
I got an email from Best Buy, and they were like, check out this 75-inch fucking 4K.
Uh-huh.
And I was just like, gah.
Were ya? Yeah, dude, I talk about trying to talk about TVs at work.
It was a G. $1,000 for a 75-inch fucking concave.
But if you think 4K. About fucking a foot for 100, that doesn't equal
concave.
Up. Who cares?
You, well, have look you ever at it needed from any
concave?
Direction.
Have you needed concave in your life?
Well, especially since I sit dead on from it.
No,
now.
Yeah, you're just staring dead on.
But literally, you could like look, like you could be like directly next to the TV and see it perfectly. That's how concaves work, I think.
Oh, right. So I'd rather pay that.
Yeah,
I would rather pay like $700 for a 75-inch that's flat and does the same thing.
Yeah, well, teach his own.
Are you buying a 75-inch concave
shit,
TV?
No.
Why not? Josie, it's such a deal.
Josie was like, hey, we're not getting a new TV until like one dies. And I was like, they'll probably last a while.
And were you also like in your heart like...
Yeah, you might find me hanging from the fucking rafters before that.
Yeah, you're still trying to get rid of your old TVs.
Yeah, no. I'm a fucking like TV monger.
Yeah. Well, I was going to say, dude, I tried to like bring up TVs with like three nerds at work.
Yeah.
None of them were into it.
What do you mean? What do they have?
They're just not into TV chat. And I was like,
really?
Fuck off. Like, they're like, also like, dude, like, they're into like mechanical keyboards.
Oh my god, we were playing Destiny the other day.
PCs.
And Bob was like, someone called me an AFK fag the other day. They messaged me. What does that mean? And Andrew was like, away from keyboard. And he was like, oh yeah, I totally was not playing. And then I just wouldn't grab the loot after they were done.
AFK fans. What's up? What's that mean, guys? Leave us alone.
Yeah, it was funny. I never heard that expression either, AFK.
Yeah.
Oh my god, I saw this fucking video of this dude. He was playing Fortnite, and this dude had this tower built, right? He was the last player. It was two players left for the Battle Royale. And he was like, for the win, Twitter, Instagram, one-handed, hey kid, I'm your dad. And he fucking like jumps all the way up and turns. And, like, he's going, like, so fucking far. He's a jetpack, right? And shoots him with a pistol so far away and kills him. But that, like, fucking, hey, kid, I'm your dad is my favorite fucking thing ever. Hey, kid, I'm your dad. Bam.
That's really nice.
Yeah, it's funny.
Those games are pretty cool.
I hate Fortnite so much.
Oh, it's so dumb.
It's like, oh, man, I can't wait to shoot you. How'd you just build a castle? Oh, man.
A dude was joking about it on a podcast. He's like, it was this streamer dude who plays Fortnite. And he gave this kid, like, you know, like a, you win, I'll play with you. Like, I'll.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. But he's 32. The kid's fucking 9.
Sure.
But it's just what it is. So he's on, like, a live chat with the kid. He's like, what's up, man? You pumped to play? And he's like, yeah, I'm really excited. My mom doesn't know who you are, though. And he's like, oh, I mean, is she cool with us playing? We're just playing some Fortnite. She's like, he's like, yeah, but I think she wants to talk to you. And she's like, excuse me, hello. And like, at first he's like, oh, ma'am, you just don't understand. Like, this is how the game is. Like, I'm totally cool. Like, I'm a popular guy and I'm playing with your son as like a prize. Like he likes playing with us and I play this game all the time. And I'm kind of a big deal on it.
Right.
And she's like, yeah, so is it normal for you to give 9-year-olds prizes like
what
this that you don't know? And he was like, ma'am, like, it's no, it's not like a prize. Like, I just want to do something special for him. She's like, you do special things to 9-year-olds a lot. And he's like, ma'am. And his dude's like, just fuck off. Just gotta go, dude. Cut it. And he's like, no, I'm just going to tell her how it is. Like, tried to like, and she's like, you sound worse every moment of this conversation. And he's like, I gotta go. And the kid's like, mom! And like starts screaming and crying. But like the dude's like, just bail. You can't like, you're not gonna win. Like, go.
Dude, like the...
Like this mom wants to make you a monster.
The place we
live in.
Like now, like that type of shit like is absolutely insane.
Oh, it's horrifying. It was like, dude, like if you don't bail... It's it like, could dude, be misconstrued
like he's
in
literally
nine
like
ways.
A fucking celebrity to this kid, and he's playing a game with him. That's all that is.
It's, and she's like, are you a predator? I don't know you.
Yeah.
And you came into my house, essentially. What if my son gives you detail? Yeah, like, it's very, like, a protective mom versus a new way of,
you
like...
You remember, like, when we used to, like, they're like, hey, come back at, like, fucking sundown.
Yeah.
Or come back, like,
yeah,
make sure,
lights,
like,
come on.
Like, hey, I'm staying at my friend's house. All right, cool.
Yep.
And
oh, I would just wander.
And you weren't.
Yeah. No. I'd ride up to the street and then go where I was going.
I'm about to say, all summer long when I was like 13, like I would skate down to the circle, like fucking miles away from my house by myself, be out all day long and then go stay the night at a friend's house, do it again the next day.
Yeah.
My mom wouldn't see me 3 days in a row. I would stay in Ravenna for like 4 days. We weren't doing drugs, nothing like that. Then again, I will say this. I saw a friend, well, a guy that I used to skate with in Ravenna when I was like 14, and I saw him when I was like 25, 26.
Yeah.
And he was like, dude, how you doing, man? I'm like, good, man. I can't believe you're still skating. That's awesome. He's like, yeah, do you know any Percocets are at? Hey. And I was like, nah, man. He's like,
so about that?
He's like, Dilaudids? And I was like, no, I mean, that seems more up than Percocets.
Morphine patches?
Yeah, I was like, I don't know. Heroin, is that the next one? I don't know. No opiates. Sorry, sir.
Oh, Lord.
He's like, Xanax? I was like, I literally don't fuck with pills. I was like, I may be able to find you a joint.
What?
It's dirt weed.
Oh, what?
Yeah.
Will that make me forget my
pain?
And
he's like, yeah, all right, man. You know, just my... It's starting to feel sore. I'll see you later, dude.
Wow.
Yeah.
Cool stuff.
Ravenna's that's a town that takes people.
I mean, I used to like live at friends' houses. My dad would be like, you haven't been home in 5 days. I know it's the summer, but you want me to come pick you up? I'm like, I'm set.
Yeah.
He's like, I'd feel bad if I was his mom. I'd be like, bye.
But yeah, that's the thing, is that the mom probably liked it.
Oh, yeah. She was a... like a single mom too, and like, so she was like,
same thing with the kid in Ravenna. Yeah, she was a single mom. Yeah, yeah. She like cooking for us and like providing. Dude, his dad won the lottery and like skipped town, but she fucking filed for divorce, so she got half of the winnings.
Good.
Yeah, and so they were like set. Like he had like a fucking like 70-inch flat screen TV that was like fucking 4 feet wide. Like, but I mean from the back, like from the front to the back, like the tube portion of it.
It looks like a fucking mountain.
Yeah, they put it in the corner of the room, but it was 6 feet out. Yeah.
Yeah. God.
Horrible. We're watching South Park. I'm like, TVs. I can't really see what's happening because like if I sit like this, it's all blurry.
God, when you would like tap the screen, it would fucking like, fuck it
He's
up.
Like, don't fucking touch it. I'm like, all right, dude.
Yeah.
I'm like, your mom will just buy another Nintendo 64.
We built the house around it.
Yeah. We surrounded it.
I started watching, I don't know.
We doing weekly recommendations and rejections?
Yeah, why not? Let's just dive in because we've been just babbling.
Bullshit, yeah.
Yeah.
That's all right because you don't have movie of the week or Testatoni or
nothing.
Two dicks and a chick.
Flick. First thing I watched was a little bit of Sabrina.
Shit, so did I.
Yeah.
Josie recommended it to me. So how far are you in?
Like 4 episodes.
Okay, I watched the first episode. I dig it.
It is very, very cool. I love, like, you know...
super watchable.
You're like, you know, like, when they say, like, you know, your holiness or... goddamn, when they talk to a judge.
Oh, the high priest. I haven't seen that. I've only...
But what do you call a judge?
The high priest is the only one that I've seen. That was the first one, the first episode. He was at the end of it.
What do you call...
Your honor?
Yeah.
So your dishonor?
I think they call him your dishonor, and then like...
everything is like evil and backwards and shit like that.
Like I like all the satanic shit.
It was
shit.
Cool as fuck. Like this is a bit of a spoiler. At the end of the first episode, she's like, well, why do I have to pledge myself to like the Dark Lord? He's like... She's like, can he like call me at any time? Can you do this? Can you do that? He's like, he can't, but don't think about it like that. Think about it more so like you're just like making a pledge. Like you would if you had to. And I was like, that sounds fucked up.
That's scary.
Like, if an email told me that, I'd be like, mm-mm. And I ain't answering that with my...
binding? Like a contract?
Yeah.
I got it's a blood oath. Yeah.
So I watched the first episode. Josie was like, I think you'd really dig it. And I watched it. Now I'm way in.
There's a lot of teen stuff, but she is a teen.
Yeah, because there was like that part where they were trying to start that organization in the first episode and shit like that. And they were like high-fiving and bullshit. And I was like,
it's called Wicca.
You know what I fucking... Oh, God. Yeah, W-I-C-C-A. Yeah. So the one thing I fucking cannot stand is that like they do that like forced perspective to where everything else is blurry. It looks like an Instagram filter. And I'm like, I don't understand why they're doing this. Like, usually they do that when it's through someone else's eyes.
Yeah.
Because it's, like, all blurry because you're looking around, but they're directed at something.
Yeah.
And they do that throughout the first episode, at least, a lot.
I don't think they do it so much in later episodes.
Kind of dies down?
Yeah.
I don't understand why. That's such a
weird...
Could
be a director,
like, thing. Cinematographer, like... element to it, like, oh, we gotta make this look blurry. Some scenes it does work, but other scenes, like, it's like two people talking. I'm like, why the fuck is everything blurry?
Maybe you're supposed to be an entity watching this
happen. I almost wonder if it's like fucking like that's how people like Instagram photos. Let's make a show look like this,
dude. It's gonna be so insta. Insta Satan.
Turn up the fucking sun beam.
I guess like Satanists like hate that show.
Oh,
they're
sure.
Like, you're fucking with our deity. Like, dude, this is all just horse shit. Like,
Satanists are literally
annoyed by it.
I fucking, they're not, I hate the world. I hate it.
I know, even the Satanists.
Even they have to be cocksuckers.
Even they're bitchy Satanists.
That
whiny ass fucking Satanists.
That's insane. That's
hail,
so
hail yourselves fucking, and stop bitching.
Yeah, it's like literally like our birthday is like fucking like Christmas. It's like because you fucking like celebrate yourself. Wait, are you telling me that they're misrepresenting us on Sabrina the Teenage fucking Witch? Fuck you.
How do they? Oh, they had a statue of Baphomet, but they put a fucking like tiki fucking lanyard thing on him?
Is that what happened?
No, but it'd be something like that, okay. And that would like offend them.
I really dig how they did Salem, like the familiar.
Yeah.
That's dope.
Yeah.
I like a lot, like I said.
There's a lot of clever shit to
it. I really dig it. Yeah. Like, Josie compared it to like Harry Potter, like how they kind of like talk about
like,
that.
Like, there will be people that do magic, and Sabrina's just kind of like, what the hell was that? That's awesome.
Well, I'm not that far in it, but the rhyming magic, I dig a lot. Because that's definitely like, instead of like, obliviate, like oblivious.
Yeah.
And then you make it like a spell. Like they rhyme like into it and shit like that. That spider scene was fucked up.
Oh yeah.
The show's like actually kind of dark.
Well, there are like parts where I'm like, oh, that's rated R feeling. Because I started watching it with Courtney and then there were parts where I was like,
well, dude, all right. Dang. The one thing that really bothered me was that like there's a dream shot in the first episode where she gets out of a bathtub. And you see, like, a whole side titty.
Well, that's what I talked to Courtney about, too.
And then you see her ass crack, too, while she walks away.
I was like, they're sexualizing the living shit out of what should be a 15-year-old.
15, 16-year-old, yeah.
She's on the eve of her sweet 16.
Yeah, I was like, that's fucking weird,
it is strange. I'm like, am I supposed to be, like, into Sabrina?
Like, I didn't understand why they did that.
Yeah. It was very strange. I was like, sexy time?
Now, and I wonder if, like,
the teacher witch.
Do you think that, like, the whole thing is, like, they're trying to desensitize or, like, make it so that, like, oh, if a dude. But then again, if a dude, like, walks. Like, all right, when Daniel Craig gets out of the water in his fucking tight Speedo with a six pack,
oh, dude.
Chicks are like, damn, that's hot.
I'm, like, solid as a rock, dude. That'll
as a rock.
My old rope snake gets taut.
I just don't know if that's like, hey, you shouldn't be turned on by this. Just look at it.
It's just a normal 15-year-old.
Yeah, but you don't. I don't know. It's weird.
You were 15
and
once.
She's not 15, obviously.
No, I think that actress is like 20 years old. But
yeah, at least.
But
she's good though. She's really good. I like
great.
Her.
She's in Mad Men.
What's the aunt's name? Zelda and. Hilda?
I know Zelda.
Zelda Hilda?
Maybe.
Okay.
Yeah.
I like Hilda a lot.
Which one's she? The mean bitch or the chubby nice?
Chubby nice.
Yeah. Cool. Two ways to describe it.
Yeah. She's good. She's good. She's really good.
Cool.
The other one's all right.
Yeah. She's not bad. Bitchy. You got to watch more.
Yeah. I like it. I like it a lot, though. I give it, like, right now, I give it, like, an 8.
Let's get to something even better.
Oh, shit. Go ahead.
Future Man.
Oh, you watched it? Did you
finish
it?
Every episode.
How
and
fucking...
And wanted another 13, baby.
How fucking incredible
dude,
is that?
When he's like, oh, you just came on me.
I love the part when he's like...
He put his jizzum on me.
He keeps bringing it up. He's like, all right, you're just going to keep bringing this up, so go ahead. Come on me. Like, let's just get this over with.
Dude. I was laugh out loud at every episode. Dude,
yeah.
Wolf and Tiger are fucking perfect. They're so funny.
Wolf is incredible. And I'm not going to lie, like the show like turned into something that you really cared about.
I loved it.
Like at the end, like you like really cared about the characters and like, where they were going. Like it was super well done. You know that happened because we talked about this earlier. I don't know if you remember. Because Seth Rogen wanted the rights to the last Starfighter. And the dude was like, fuck off, no. He's like, fine.
Yeah.
I'll write the last Starfighter and call it Future Man.
Yeah.
And then they even reference the last Starfighter
like,
in
this
it.
Is the
what
last Starfighter.
What a fuck you to that. Oh, that's so
it's
good.
Very good. Dude, when
and like fucking like, it's like Back to the Future.
Dude, like, yeah, their cultural differences are the funniest fucking thing. He's like, did you try to put your rat hole on my rat hole?
Yeah, the rat
dude,
hole.
So funny. And dude, when they're recharging, I was like falling over laughing. He's like, oh, no, just come on in. No, we're just recharging because in their fucking reality, like,
yeah,
that's
coming,
just
like, yeah,
a way to fucking, like,
de-stress.
Get the endorphins going. Yeah,
de-stress. Yeah, totally.
Oh, my God. So fucking funny.
What do you give it?
That's like a 10 out of 10. That's a fucking awesome show.
It's so sick.
Like, I'd watch that again. Like,
yeah.
Quickly.
Totally.
Like, I could.
Yeah. I saw it and I was like.
Like, when he's like, yeah, just stay out here. They're like, so we're going to make a perimeter. He's like. Yeah, just don't come in here. He's like, yep, we're going to be out here. We're going to make a perimeter. He's like, great. and like goes and fucks off, and they're like tipping over cars and lighting them on a fire. And,
oh
like,
my god, when he walks in with that fucking space helmet and he's like, "What you talking about?" And he's like, "You don't sound anything." He's like, "What do I sound like?" He's like a white guy from Connecticut, and he's like, "Oh, thank god."
Thank god. Yeah, I can do that. Yeah.
Oh, it's so fun. That show is so fucking good. Yeah, Future Man, if you haven't seen it, oh my god, recommend it beyond the stars.
Super funny fucking show. It's sci-fi, it's comedy, it's action, like it's hilarious. It's way fun. Good.
Did I tell you about Castle Rock last week?
Yeah, that you like started it.
Watch the whole thing.
Oh, that's the one you polished off.
Oh no, no. There's more.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
I need to like declutter my life because I feel like
I'm you now.
You're living a better life than
I'm you now. I turned into you. When you were like, yep, seen it. That's how I am now.
Continue.
All right, so wait, what did I just say?
You said you watched Castle Rock, but then you said you watched something else.
Oh, yeah, Castle Rock. All right. Amazing. Incredible. Fucking, I really think that you should watch it. It's so fucking cool and weird. And so, like, the Stephen King aspect of it is, like, almost...
I won't know the difference.
It's almost atmospheric. You don't have to know it. Like, Juniper Hills is in the background.
No.
Of, like, oh, we're putting him in Juniper Hills Asylum. That's where fucking Henry was. Like Shawshank's in
little,
it.
You told me about the little nuance stuff.
Barely, yeah, no. Nothing, like sprinkles. Like, the one thing that I didn't catch, which I felt like a fucking dumbass listening to a podcast from one of the creators from it, was that one girl, like, could hear people,
mm-hmm.
like, their thoughts, and I was like, oh, that's weird. And they're like, yeah, that's like The Shining. And I was like, fucking duh.
Yeah.
So, yeah, there's a lot of that type of shit. It is very good, and then I found out that at the end of the season's like, wow, what's going to happen next? And it's like, oh, it's an anthology show. And I was kind of like, fuck you.
Ooh, that's a piece of shit.
But now that I know that, I'm like, okay, that's cool. So I definitely...
like, I don't hate it.
Yeah, now I was mad at first, and I was like, you know what? That can stand alone and be its own thing. They're like, we might revisit it in like 4 years when fucking... what's the dude that plays It? Skarsgård.
Peter Skarsgård.
Yeah, when he is not being a movie star, he can go back to TV.
Yeah.
Yeah, because that's probably the thing why they were like, let's make an anthology, because this dude's ticking off.
He's really skyrocketing.
Yeah. So, yeah. I give it like a fucking like 9.
Yeah.
There's some fucking... in. It's not Kieran, it's Rory. Rory Culkin.
Rory Culkin. Yeah, you told me he's in there.
Oh, so we did talk about
it
last week.
You said you watched it briefly. Like, but you hadn't finished it.
Rory Culkin's in like the second to last episode.
Then you must have finished it last week.
Yeah.
You're just repeating yourself.
Yes,
like
I am. Sorry.
Idiot.
Then again, my bad. All right. Continue, well, Tony.
I'm supposed to remember this shit. I'm trying to learn a new job. I threw this garbage out. Looks like a DVR.
Yeah, a little bit.
I watched The Martian.
Mm.
I like it a lot.
Really?
It's really fun. Yeah. It's a really fun movie.
Meh.
I like Matt Damon's. And I like all the fucking ensemble cast. Like, I like fucking Donald Glover, and I like fucking
The Martian.
Jeff Daniels.
Martian. I don't know. I just it looked awesome. Like I was so
he's
stoked.
He's kind of a fucking idiot, and some of it. It's very. I don't know. I just feel like it's like, yeah, fun sci-fi without a lot of the fucking risk.
True.
Yeah, and it's scientifically kind of fucking balanced.
It's an easy movie.
There are corny parts when he's like, but I could be Iron Man. He has one-liners strewn throughout. He's like, I'm going to science the shit out of this.
Yeah, and they show that in the fucking preview. And I was like, they kept that in the fucking
flick. I'm a space pirate.
So, like,
yeah.
It's not a, what was the fucking Matthew McConaughey movie?
Yeah, Interstellar.
Interstellar.
No, that one was...
You look at that, and it's so dense with sci-fi.
Yeah.
But, like, in the same realm of, like, what's happening.
This one is, like...
This one is just so easy. It's a spoon-fed sci-fi.
Oh, it's a super fucking, like, sweet baby. It's like if Armageddon and its slapsticky shittiness, fucking, like, just off-the-wall bullshit, met Interstellar.
Yeah.
Or 2001 A Space Odyssey. Like, pure sci-fi meets, like, kind of slappy, fun time.
Galaxy
in the middle,
Quest.
You get The Martian.
Actually, Galaxy Quest is awesome.
Galaxy Quest is fucking hilarious.
Way good.
Dude, it has such filthy fucking
never
jokes.
Never give up, never surrender.
Dude, like, Sigourney Weaver and fucking Tim Allen, they both have such dirty jokes.
And the dude
they're
from
assholes.
Monk.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're both assholes, and,
that's probably the one of the best premises for a movie ever.
Oh, it's hilarious.
Like... our shit got sent out to an alien race.
Yeah.
That
and
was
they were
Star
like,
Trek.
You are the heroes.
Obviously.
It's almost like Future Man.
Yeah, it is.
To a degree, like a little backwards.
Agreed.
But
yeah, totally. Yeah, you're right. Yeah.
Also, it made me think
you're
of
our saviors.
That. Did you ever watch Black Mirror? The episode about like the Enterprise.
Which season?
The newest one, season four.
Fuck,
there's
an
episode where a dude like
I haven't watched season three.
Oh shit!
I watched season one and two.
Well, you can watch whatever you want,
but Black Mirror.
It's depressing.
It literally sucks the happiness out of me.
I think you'd enjoy this episode only because it's about a guy who'd created like it's called like the Normandy, and like he's the commander. Like he built a fucking like VR experience in. His obsession with fucking Star Trek / Star Wars. So you're a commander of a fucking ship. You have a crew. And it's a VR experience. But he's been downloading, like taking human consciousness and enslaving it in the game. So, like, when he comes back into the ship at the end of his day, pops in. They're literally like, please, God, let us go. And he's like, do it again. I'm the fucking commander, or I will fucking hurt your like loved ones. Like
so, almost like he downloads them to like an AI.
Like he takes their bodies, and I think that the premise is like he keeps them in stasis because he's a billionaire. Like he created,
sure. He's like Elon Musk.
Yeah, and he's pretty much like everyone at my work that I either loathed or really wanted to fuck or wanted to have as like my best buddy on like a spacecraft fucking mission. I've like either, I think he kidnaps them, keeps them in stasis, but takes their consciousness.
Downloads the consciousness.
And shoves it into a game, but they're alive. Whoa. And they're reliving the same mission with him.
It's like Groundhog's Day.
Yeah, for fucking eons. And they're like, dude, I don't know if I've been here for a year, for 100 years. We've done this mission 1,000,000 times. You can't hurt him. He's invincible.
How much?
And then he leaves and we just sit in this black darkness.
How much did you love Juice? This is from Future Man. Sorry to break the. That was fucking incredible.
Fucking
that's
awesome.
That's such a good episode,
dude.
With Wolf's dick.
Dude, and he's like, "What is this, dude?"
No, but like when they show him fighting, he's like, "What the fuck is that?" He's got this giant fucking like pendulum swinging like knee
dude,
knocker.
Also, what's his name? God damn it, little dude from. Shit, The Sixth Sense.
Haley Joel Osment.
So good.
He's amazing.
So funny.
He's amazing.
What a
He's
funny
incredible.
Dude.
Him with a beard is awesome.
He's a cool dude.
Wait, you seen Tusk? He was in that.
Yeah, but I'm saying like he's...
he's good in this.
No, I'm saying like he's really, really in this. Like he's got different characters. He's really like ranged. And he's fucking hilarious.
True.
Also like...
I actually like saw that like I looked up on I can't do this on seasons of television.
You gotta stop it.
Is look up on IMDb because then it's like oh from episode blah 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 blah. I'm like fuck they
great,
die
they die great
god damn it. But Haley Joel Osment like I was like oh shit like I wonder how like long he's in this and I saw and it said three episodes he was in like five
yeah.
IMDb is only like consulted with three or consulted only attributed to three. Sorry,
I wonder why.
Ripley just fucking jumped off the couch and started walking around. And I was like, what the fuck is that?
I was like, apparently Ripley is crushing through walls.
Yeah. It just comes through the ceiling.
I also really like when she fucking Tiger first sees a baby.
Oh my God.
Dude, so funny.
How amazing was it when she went back in time and fucking like, dude, like there's so much heart to that show.
Yeah.
Like it is a skeevy, like just douchey show.
Yeah. And they're such assholes. It's so funny.
Like on the top, but like when you get down into it, like you really do care for the characters. It's
incredible.
Oh, no.
At first, like, yeah, like someone tries to fucking high five him and he like breaks like all their fingers in on each other. And he's like,
Wolf's
that's what you get for trying to give me a secret handshake.
I'm Corey Wolfhart.
dude, Corey Hart.
Right. But that's why he called himself Corey
Wolfhart. I know. But I'm like, fuck, man, that show is great.
What's that song fucking... playing with the boys. Were they playing volleyball? Yeah.
Dude.
From Top Gun, right?
I literally was like, this is fucking Top Gun.
Yeah.
It's the funniest fucking thing.
It's such a good, it's like a Family Guy.
Yeah.
Like, made a whole bunch of fucking, like, different references all over this one show.
Oh, God.
From every...
And he has there's montages and shit of, like, him being a cook. Like, when he does coke and he's like...
Dude,
you know what the fuck he says? He's like, I've made two bad decisions. One is cocaine. It ruined an entire day of my life getting off that. he's like, it's really hard. It took a whole day.
The Oh my God, I didn't tell you this. So I took Norn outside the other day, just snowed, and he's smelling around and shit. Yeah. And he dips his nose into the snow. Not mm-hmm. for the first time. He's seen yeah. it before. And he starts like going. And like, and I just start seeing this line of no snow.
Yeah.
He's hooting like snow.
Up he's his, just sniffing his nose up
dude,
the snows.
Literally a 3 foot line. I let him go. I was like, this is insane. Like,
how much can he do?
Yeah. I was like, is he going to get a brain freeze? What is this?
What if I put baking soda down?
No. And yeah, doing crack. And fucking like, he just like sniffed it and like, and I pulled him away from him. Then he proceeded to run around for, I don't know, 7-8 minutes.
Jesus.
Like literally like fucking like neck breaking, like fucking like, I'm gonna run here. I'm like, you're on a leash. And he's like, snap, I'm gonna run here. I'm like, you're still on a leash. He's like, snap. Like he almost went, like backflips.
He
every
went
time.
Fucking like Downsy strong fast super.
I'm sorry? Oh, Robert Downey Jr. Is that what you mean?
Nope.
What's Downsy?
Like when they get like real excited.
Downsy?
Like Down syndrome.
Oh, I didn't know you
like
were going
real,
there.
Like, very determined
thought,
and really excited.
I thought you were
going to
go with some type of drug reference.
No!
Because he hooted white things and then went really fast.
Ah, I'm just saying
he didn't catch
little,
that at all?
I'm just saying he's being a little silly.
Ah, like a retard.
He's a real retard guy. I mean, you fucking drove the car there. I just gave you the map.
You fucking parked there and I was like, wait, we're here?
I just gave you the map, dude.
Oh, fuck you. All right, I watched the House of Cards season 6.
Yeah.
Have you seen any of this?
Nope.
Really?
I've been watching Future Man and playing Red Dead.
Ah, fair enough. So, House of Cards season 6, if you've watched all of them and you know that Kevin Spacey's not going to be in it, he's not.
Really?
Yeah. I do recommend watching it.
You loved it. You got your fucking stamper.
Honestly, like, I didn't mind it. Like, I actually did dig it. Like, I was, like, ready, like... The end of every episode, they gave you something.
Yeah.
It's not as good as House of Cards, obviously. I would give it, like, if House of Cards is, like, a 9-10, like, this is, like, a 6-7.
All right.
But still good. Still watchable. So I would definitely recommend it.
Cool. Cool.
A lot about Claire. A lot about Doug, too, though. And the Shepherd.
It's a cool dude.
Association. Go ahead.
I've watched, like, me and Courtney, like, during dinner, we've been watching Broad City.
What's that?
It's a show on Hulu. It was originally on Comedy Central.
Sure.
And I found out it's about two girls in New York. They're like kind of like, it's almost like workaholics with two chicks though.
Okay.
Like they're just kind of pothead, like fucking weirdo, funny chicks.
I do know this. Yeah.
Yeah. And like Hannibal Buress is on it. Hmm. And like they have a bunch of.
Is it Buress or Buress?
I thought it was Buress.
Okay.
Like a bunch of random celebrities. You know what I mean? Like, what's her face? Shit, not Tina Fey. The one from Parks and Rec. Amy Poehler.
Amy Poehler.
She, like, executive produced it.
Said it after you.
Yeah.
Amy Poehler. Yeah.
I just needed it started.
No, I said it after you. You said Amy, and I was like, Amy? And you were like, Poehler. I was like, Poehler.
Oh, I didn't hear you.
Yeah, we'll go back to tape.
I don't care.
Oh, you're right. Go ahead.
You're a derailing machine.
Ah.
Mm. It was a web series.
Amy Poehler.
It was a web series, yeah. And then it got made into a show.
It was good.
Yeah, it's fucking hilarious.
What do you give it?
It's like a 8 out of 10. It's funny.
Wow.
It is. It's super funny. Like, every episode, it's like watching, like, It's Always Sunny. Like, it's just kind of, like, cool. Like, it's super funny and vulgar and... kind of fucked up.
That's
and
impressive.
Like they say funny shit. Like
I saw like an episode of it one time and I was like, meh.
Yeah, but like, you know.
A lot of chick humor.
Yeah, I know you can't get behind a strong female lead.
Sure can't.
Like House of Cards or Broad City.
Hate aliens.
Fucking lazy bitch.
Oh, get into a robot to do your job.
Oh, let the guy get sprayed with acid.
Yeah, fucking like you gotta like let this thing like kill the alien. You can't do it yourself.
Oh, you need a robot.
Yeah, go ahead and walk your mech over that a dude made.
That a dude made.
Yeah,
probably
we
welded
did.
It up.
Probably some Chinese dude.
God damn it.
I watched RoboCop, the original.
Cool.
Can you fly, Bobby? And then I woke up because Hulu played the second one, and I was like, holy shit, I totally forgot there was a drug-dealing little kid that was like the mafia guy.
Yeah, he's wearing like a little fucking, he looks like the fucking like Jigsaw fucking like dummy. He wears a little suit.
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. Okay, I was like, what the
dude,
fuck?
Dude, and then he gets fucked up in a fucking bank truck, bro.
Yeah, yeah. And he's like, hey, tell my mom I love her.
And I'd be like, dude, take some more nuke, you fucking junkie.
Dude, yeah, nuke. And that fucking, and they like put a serial killer in a robot's brain.
So smart. Shit. Because he wants to fight for nuke.
Shit fucking was
so dumb.
Weird as hell. It's, and then he crushes his girlfriend's brain. Like, he shows her face for a second. And then he just like breaks her neck. I don't even know what happened. I fell back asleep.
Also, I'm like, they're literally in an armored fucking bank truck. But somehow his bullets are extra good.
Yeah.
Extra good bullets. Mm.
RoboCop 1, though,
it's hands down
one of my favorite movies from the 80s.
It's so fucking... Dude, I'm like, give me, like, a Predator, Terminator, fucking, like, RoboCop. Like, dude, like, that's an entire day, like, well spent.
Oh, my God. It's so good. It's so fucking good. Every actor in it rocks.
It's clever.
The premise is amazing. Yeah. Everything they do. Like, I watch... Like, Josie's like, I can't believe you made me watch that piece of shit... New RoboCop. She's like, now we're gonna watch the original. I was like, yeah, trust me.
Where did you see the new one?
Oh, I have it on.
You bought
Blu-ray
the new? Wow, on BeRe, huh?
Oh, it was like a buck or like five.
That's a good price.
Or like 20. No, I'm kidding. It was $5.
Paid full price, $24.99.
Yeah, no, I got the 4K edition. I don't even have 4K.
Fuck.
No, yeah, it was like $5, and I was like,
I was curious to watch that again.
Oh, I'll give it to you.
Because I saw the other three on Hulu. Yeah. And I was like,
did you watch the show?
New one. No.
Oh, my God. Robo Rough.
Third one is Robo Rough.
Dude, second one's kind of shitty.
It has throwbacks that are good. It's still got squibs. But, man, in terms of, like, the RoboCop story. RoboCop 1,
like, dude, like, him, like, walking out, like, with the fucking after the toxic waste. He's just like, and he's got, like, his nails are, like, dripping off his hand. Like, he's got, like, bones exposed on his hand. He gets nailed by a fucking police car just splatters everywhere.
Dude.
I mean, fuck, Murphy getting shot in the hand.
It's such an inspiring song.
Yeah, it's that's what you used to fucking do for Cat Paul when he's climbing up something. Because he's so fat. And robotic. He's
got it's as good as, like, the music is as, like, memorable as, like, T2. The way that like, like, yeah. To me, it's like, yeah, those two scores are like right, on the same Predator. Realm. Predator, dude, is more just like, yeah, that's about Predator. Mm-hmm. Dude, the end of Predator is so awesome with the fucking, like, pause shot of, like, a fucking, like, a still frame of, like, the movie of each actor.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Arnold Schwarzenegger, then he comes on screen and looks over towards the camera and it pauses. So cool.
I wish they would do that more often.
And that's fun as shit, yeah, when they do that.
Yeah. Like, he takes a hit of the stogie and looks up at the camera.
Yeah. Dude. And then, like, there's memes of, like, him and fucking Apollo, like, yeah, shaking hands, like, bro style. And it's just the greasiest, muscly arms. And it's like when you and your fucking friend, like, enjoy the same fucking music and it's like, tush!
Are you talking about memes?
Bro hands. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. What else you see?
I don't know.
Yeah, I was about to say, look at your phone. Like, you're going to bring it up with your brain. Like,
oh, that's it.
Ta-da. Okay. Borg versus McEnroe. It's on Hulu.
Yeah, I've seen that.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
How'd you like it?
I think I've seen it. Wait, with Shia LaBeouf?
Shia LaBeouf.
Shut up. no, I haven't.
You haven't seen it?
No, I was thinking of the other one with Steve Carell.
Oh, Battle of the Sexes. Yeah, no, this is awesome as fuck. I highly recommend it, dude. Like, 8.
Cool.
Possibly 8.5.
Cool.
Yeah, it's amazing. Shia's fucking awesome as that dude that fucking throws a tantrum all the time.
I always
time.
Brag about how I'd love to hang out with Shia.
What I do you think mean we'd be brag cool about it.
Well, I like
you brag about something that you don't do.
Not brag about it, but like I always bring it up.
The fuck is that?
I always bring it up.
I brag about just like if I could hang out with all right, Shia.
I nag about it. I nag about how cool it would all be. Right. I said nag wrong.
Wait a fucking circle around that one.
Yeah, you just misheard me, stupid fucking idiot. Get your fucking head out of your ears.
That'll be the name of the episode. Remember that. Get your head out of your ears. All right. So yeah, I watched The Strain seasons 1 and 2.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, 26 episodes.
All right.
I'm not going to lie, dude. This show is fucking way dope.
It is.
I don't know the
lead actor's name. You know the character
name?
That I like now. The Who? Big, strong, fucking badass
dude.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Fuck.
That's the dude I dig with.
Yeah, he's sick. Yeah. He was in the second episode. He was the rat killer.
Yeah. Dude.
Everything about that show is fucking insane.
It's so
dope. And
not
only that, they introduce a fucking, basically, Blade.
Yeah.
Like the Halfborn. Well, they call him the like the Lightborn or some shit like that.
It's dope.
He was a gladiator back in the day. Dude, this show is so dense. Did you know this is based off a fucking 3-series book?
Yeah.
Written by Guillermo and fucking some dude named like
something
else,
yep.
Hunter or some shit like that.
Bingo. Guillermo's friend.
Yeah.
Yep.
G-Boy's friend.
Yeah. Guillermo got this produced.
But yeah, holy fucking shit. It's incredible.
Yeah.
It's strange. I feel like right now, like I'll give it like a 9. I have no idea how they'll shit the bed in the last 2 seasons. But I'm blown away
it got 4. That's awesome.
Yeah, but this came after American Horror Story.
Mm-hmm.
So FX was already producing horror.
It got off to a strong start. And
the first 2 seasons are incredible.
I guess I lost cable because I didn't hear about it anymore.
So there's a season 3 with 13 and then a season 4 with 10.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm assuming either they got cut short or I hope that they were like, no, all we need to do is 10 to clean this up.
We can get it.
Like, we only had 3 books. We got through the first like 3. Oh my God. Like, everything about it. The only thing that I hated is that they changed the character of his son through episodes or for seasons 1 and 2. Zach was a different actor.
Oh.
They're like, oh, this little kid like couldn't like do dark, so we got this like a little kid that could do dark. And I was like, all right.
Done and done.
Fair enough. It's just jaunting, you know?
I know.
Like Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
It rattles my reality.
When they like put in the lightly colored black woman instead of the darkly colored black woman as the mom.
Yeah. It deconstructs your reality, man.
She might have died. Who knows?
Wow.
Last thing that I've heard.
Are you talking about the Matrix Oracle?
Oh, no. They changed her?
She totally died, yeah. And that's why in the third one, she's a different actress.
Oh, the third one. Yeah, the second one, I was like, no, she's definitely in that. Okay, right on. No, I was talking about Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Oh, yeah, they totally switched.
Oh,
yeah.
Completely. Completely.
Yeah. Yeah. Totally different actress.
Tenacious D new album.
Yeah.
Did you listen to it?
No, I have it, though.
Fuck.
I've been listening to a lot of horrifying podcasts.
Dude, listen to fucking Post-Apocalypto. It's so good.
I know. It's probably going to be really funny and, like, cool.
Dude, the first track, I'm telling you, you're going to be like, fuck yes. Did you know that they had a third album?
Yeah, I never knew that till I looked up this album.
Rise of the Phoenix.
And I was like, what the
fuck? But it's spelled all fucked up, like R-I-Z-E of the F-E-N-I-X.
I didn't even know it existed.
Dude, that album rocks. Better than the new album.
Wow.
And then they have a fucking live album, which is awesome. Rise of the Phoenix is all about fucking Pick a Destiny. Like, getting bashed.
Oh, okay.
It's amazing. And then fucking they have a live album and then this album, Post-Apocalypto. Post-Apocalypto, the first song, I'm telling you, dude. Like, you're just going to be... I'm going to play it for you after we're done recording because it's so fucking dope.
I'm so tired.
I know you are, but we can still do it. You just have to listen with your ears. Yeah. All right. Yeah, so definitely listen to new Tenacious D record. All right, Tony, what is Test of Tony next week?
The Arrival with Charlie Sheen.
Are you kidding me?
Nope. And you can watch it too, motherfucker. It's on Hulu.
All right, The Arrival?
Yep. And...
All right, at first I was like... Yeah. I know you love Arrival.
No, I'm like The Arrival. Okay. Make it the right one.
Yeah. I wrote the. I'll put addendum on Hulu. All right, go ahead. What's
and
movie of the
movie
week?
Of the week is Dave Made a Maze.
Dave Made
a
Maze.
I've only watched
now,
5
is that
minutes of
a
it.
A maze or
a maze? Like he built a maze.
Okay, cool.
Yeah,
that's how I wrote it. All right, so we got fucking. The Arrival and Dave Made a Maze.
Yeah.
Until next time, go burn books.
This has been a Lousy Weather Media Network production. Find new episodes and archives at lousyweathermedia.com.